small changes, they won't necessarily do much individually, but over time, all of the adjustments together, they can really be game changing. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Next Level Online. This episode is going to be a bit different. It'll be a really short episode. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about marginal gains. Now, for anyone who's read Atomic Habits by James Clear, you may know what I'm talking about. But I wanted to talk about this because I think it's really relevant to marketing and a lot of what we do in general as well. But for those who have read the book, you may have heard him talk about marginal gains. And he talks about this in relation to the British cycling team. Now, in 2003, the British Professional Cycling Governing Body, they hired a new performance director. His name was Dave Brailsford. And at the time, the British cyclists, they'd have like nearly 100 years of mediocrity. They'd won, I think, one gold medal at the Olympic Games, zero wins in the Tour de France. And Brailsford believed that the best way to win was through constant improvement. And he believed in marginal gains. And for him, that meant optimizing by 1% whenever and wherever they could find the opportunity. So he improved uniforms, sleep, diet, bikes, travel schedules, every little thing he could optimize, he optimized. And he said at one point, the whole principle came from the idea that if you broke down everything you could think of that goes into riding a bike and then improve it by 1%, you'll get a significant increase when you put them all together. So he and his team made all sorts of small adjustments that you might expect from a cycling team. So they redesigned the bikes, they made them more comfortable, but they also made some less obvious changes as well, like rubbing alcohol on the tires for better grip and providing riders with electrically heated overshorts to maintain ideal muscle temperature. They tested various fabrics in wind tunnels. They had their outdoor riders switch to indoor racing suits. They tested massage gels for recovery. They chose specific mattresses and pillows as well to ensure that, you know, the riders got really good night's sleep. They even painted the inside of the trucks white so they could make it easier to keep it clean and minimize the risk of dust degrading the bike's performance. I mean, that's detail. So they made a number of small adjustments, and it was all with the goal of finding just tiny 1% gains wherever they could. And it worked awesome. You know, in just 5 years, I think it was, they were absolutely dominating. They won 60% of the gold medals available at the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. They then set 9 Olympic records and 7 world records at the London 2012 Olympics. They won 5 out of the 6 Tour de France races between 2012 and 2017. And that was after winning none before Brailsford arrived as well. In that same period, so the period where Brailsford was working with them, the British cycling team won 178 world championships, 66 Olympic and Paralympic gold medals, and 5 Tour de Frances. Imagine if they hadn't hired Brailsford and he hadn't made all those tiny adjustments. Imagine if they'd been impatient, we're not seeing results straight away, and they just fired him a year in because, you know, they weren't getting the wins they were hoping for. And imagine that he hadn't been so thorough in his pursuit of these marginal gains, and he only implemented a few of the 100 changes he made. So the point of all this is, small changes, they won't necessarily do much individually, but over time, all of the adjustments together, they can really be game changing. And it's the same in marketing, SEO, paid campaigns, email marketing, and a lot of areas of life in general. Just those marginal gains, over and over and over, and lots of these marginal gains, making that 1% difference, they can have a huge, huge impact. So that's just something to think about. And thanks for listening.